Horror Pack is the most exciting way to grow your collection. Get 4 horror movies on Blu-ray or DVD each month.
Special delivery. Subscribe now, and soon Horror Pack will be arriving at your door. Join the pack.
HorrorPack.com. Join the pack.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I'm Mike Salmon alongside the wonderful John Ray. Hello there, John.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm pretty good. We got another full studio. You have outdone yourself once again.
We're packed at the seams, right?
We are, and that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
A lot of businesses here in North Fulton that we want to help get the word out about the great work they do, and we've got 3 more in the studio today.
Yep.
So we have joining us from Liquid Capital Funding, Lee Dornberg, Jim Tardiff with Signs of Significance and Apex Signs and Graphics. We've heard of them before.
We have. And we see them every day. Show, yeah. We just look up.
Peter Tarantino is also here with CPA Tarantino. Our first guest, before we go to our first guest, we've got some business to take care of because we've got some great partners. We want to give them some love on the show.
We need to give some love to Ferritech because Ferritech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferritech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more info, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferratech.com. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
All right, and we wish Maria and everybody at Ferritech some happy holidays. As we get started here on North Fulton Business Radio, and our first guest comes to us from Liquid Capital Funding. Lee Dornberg is the principal of Liquid Capital Funding. Lee, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Mike and John.
Tell us all about your company and what it does.
So what we do is provide an alternative lending to companies that have an opportunity sitting in front of them, whether it's just starting out or a growth opportunity, and they go to the bank. The bank's not an option for them. We can provide the alternative for them.
How can you lend to companies when the banks are already saying no to them? How does that work?
Good question. So the reason that we can do this is a bank is going to look at your past history. If you have 2 to 3 years history at a certain level, then the bank has an opportunity perhaps to say yes. However, if you're not at that level, we can do it through accounts receivable typically lending. If you are billing another company for much more than what the bank would typically allow as a credit line, we can do it if the receivable is viable. And we also do some asset-based lending that, beyond that, which is inventory and equipment as well.
So, Lee, what are the types of industries you work with, type of companies you work with? Who's a good client for you?
So we work primarily, right now we're working with a lot of service companies. A plumber is an example, apartment rehab company that are actually making any company that has invoices. Other examples would be a manufacturing company. Wholesale distributors, companies that buy stuff and then sell stuff, and they make some profit. So working with those companies. We also work with staffing companies and trucking companies as well, companies that typically provide invoices.
So why would a company choose, beyond the fact that the bank has said no, why would a company choose to work with you to borrow as opposed to any other lending options they might have?
We provide services beyond, we give them the money, but we provide other services as well. Some examples are credit management and collections. For a small company starting out or just growing, they don't have the built-up infrastructure per se. And a lot of times companies will do, smaller companies might do credit based on, I saw the guy at church the other day, looks like a nice guy, drives a nice car. That's not credit. What we do is we have credit managers that have been doing this credit research for years, and they use the Equifax and the different Dun & Bradstreet, et cetera, and they can provide credit research. We will also make the collection calls. How many business owners really want to make that collection call? The answer is none. It's an uncomfortable call. We have professional collection people that will make the call. They know how to do it professionally. They're not going to hopefully piss them off too much, but they are going to elicit a response. And the squeaky wheel does get the grease. And if they can elicit the response, they have a good chance of getting paid sooner than if they don't make the call.
We're talking with Lee Dornberg with Liquid Capital Funding here on North Fulton Business Radio. So obviously there's a little bit of a trade-off, Lee, because obviously the bank said no for whatever reason. Maybe you're a brand new business or you've got a sketchy past or whatever. So they come to you. There's a cost for that capital. Approximately where are we looking at?
Yeah. Not always sketchy too, by the way. I mean, sometimes I deal with companies that had a bankruptcy two, 3 years ago and banks don't want to touch that.
Okay.
But other times they're just growing so big that, you know, they have a revenue stream of $1 million a year. Now they're jumping up to 2 million and the banks will only see them as that other company. So just to clarify that. So what is the cost to answer your question directly? Typically, we are going to be more than a banking institution, which is why you should use us for short term typically. And we will charge anywhere between 2% to 3% on the invoice. A lot of it on who they're billing. So if they're billing IBM, if they're billing Cox Enterprises, if they're billing a government account, that's actually going to be a little bit lower rated because we know that the receivable is quite collectible. If they're billing Joe's shop, you know, over here on the corner, that might be a little higher rated. So we're going to try to adjust for who they're dealing with. And, you know, the more secure the collateral, in other words, the better the receivable, the lower the rate.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. How does the process work? I know a lot of companies come to you and they may need it quickly, the capital. How long of a process does it take?
So I'm really proud of how quick we can go. And basically it's because we're a smaller company. We're a franchise, but we can move much quicker than the average, our competitors. So somebody hands me an application on a Monday. I try to get the money out by Friday. If it's viable. And sometimes it's a little back and forth. Not everybody gives every document that we need, but if they do provide the documents we need, we can get it out in 3 to 5 days. And that's pretty quick turnaround. And that's to get them started. Once they're established with us, you know, I'm going to get an invoice this morning at 11 o'clock or whenever it is, I'm going to turn it around the same day. So once we're established and going, it's the same day funding.
So once they have a little bit of a history with you?
Any history. Just the first funding takes about a week or so to get out. Once we're established, send me an invoice. If it's small, we'll get it out right away. If it's a little larger, we're going to make a confirmation call, and that could take as quickly as a minute as if the other side of the phone is picking up. So we can get same-day funding.
Let me just kind of add on to that a little bit. You talk about, you know, just send you the invoice. What happens if they – do you prefer them sending you the invoice, or do they say, listen, I want $20K, and do you kind of have any say in what they do with that money? How do you – prefer it to work?
Well, it has to be all our collateral is invoice based. So
it's all invoice based.
They can't say, I want 20K and I'm going to send. No, it doesn't work like that. But if they're billing one of their customers for $20,000 and the work is completed and we can prove that there's a path, a sign off, if it's a delivery or manufacturer, if the product's delivered, the service is provided, then we'll go ahead with the $20,000 right away, as long as we can confirm that.
So you outlined kind of the way the process works. But what I find interesting in talking to you outside the show is some examples of people that you've helped. Maybe you can give us an example
right.
of how this worked and for one of your clients and how that's really helped them grow.
One of the things I'm most proud of is a client who does apartment rehabilitation. They go in and there's so much competition for apartments, whether it's Atlanta or any city. You want to be the one that, you know, somebody looks at it and says, okay, I can move in. So he has a lot of work for rehabilitating apartments, whether it be painting or carpets or gutters or pool work, whatever it is. When we first started about a couple of years back, he was billing, you know, maybe, you know, $50,000 a month, and he had one crew. He's now at the point where he's got about five or six working crews. And because he's able to pay his crew immediately because of our money, he's developed an all-star working crew. He's got really good workers. His company's reputation has grown. He's now billing, you know, sometimes six, seven times that, what we started out with. And he's grown to the point, I was just telling Peter, he might be in the process of selling his company for quite a bit of money because he's grown it up, he's walked up the ladder. Our capital has provided him the growth opportunity that he needed. It's available all the time as long as he's got viable invoices. And he's made a tremendous success out of his company.
That's a great story. So how long would a company stay with you as Liquid Capital as a lender before they, you know, quote unquote, graduate to a bank?
Yeah, I will tell bankers that, you know, we typically need about a year to 2 years, you know, 18 months, about the average is what they would stay with us before they can go to the bank. They're now making their payments consistently. Their company credit score is growing. And so they might have access to cheaper capital at a bank now because of the continual flow of working capital that we provide. Some companies elect to stay a little longer, and that's okay with me too, because I have companies that have stayed 3-4 years and longer because they know the cash is coming. We've built up a great relationship. There's a trust, and there's an even flow to it. They don't have to start with the documents. But I will tell the banks that I've had several that have come and, you know, they've funded, you know, 3-4 times. Or maybe 18 months worth. So it could go either way.
Now, Lee, you mentioned your franchise. You're part of a much larger organization maybe than it appears, and that's got some benefits to your clients.
Great observation, John. Yes, we are a franchise that has about 85 different franchisees right now in North America. So what I'm able to benefit from is the credit and the collections work. It's done for all 85. So we're all throwing in a little some funding for that, and we can do the same things the big guys do. We move cash very seamlessly with ACHs and wires, all the things the big guys do. However, that's the large part of us. The small part is the local companies deal with Lee, so they're dealing with a one person. They're not dealing with some guy back in Pittsburgh or Las Vegas. They're dealing with a local person, and we meet frequently. We talk all the time, my owners that I deal with. So we're big, but we're small. It's kind of a nice mix.
And you talked earlier, Lee, about some of the companies that you've worked with as far as the size of the loans, how small and how big can you go?
So, I mean, I do purchase invoices on a daily basis that might be $200. I have plumbers that do that level of work. Of course, they might give me 5 or 6 in a day. And then sometimes their invoices are $300, and sometimes they give me a $40,000 invoice. So it's a range there with some of my smaller clients. With the larger clients, we do what we call participations with other franchisees around the country, and we got involved, and we did an invoice the other day that was $1 million. Several of us are in on it. So personally, I like dealing with the $200,000 to $300,000 credit lines, but we have the ability to go much larger. We are backed by, I borrow my money from an equity fund out of Canada, out of Toronto. So the equity fund wants to put as much money out there as they can. So we have access to much larger cash than what I typically do.
I wish I had $1 million invoice to give to you, but yeah. I don't. Maybe one day.
All right. Well, I'll be here.
Well, for those companies that would like to find out more about your services and look into Liquid Capital Funding, where can they find more information?
You can go to the website. You can call me personally. Again, my cell number, I don't mind giving it out. I deal 24/7. I talk to many of my clients over the weekends because that's when they have some spare time to talk. My cell number would be 678-773-1039. And so I'm available. Like I said, I enjoy helping my clients when they're available.
And give the website, Lee.
Let's see. www.liquidcapitalcorp.com/L Dornberg, DOERNBERG.
Great. Lee, thank you for coming on and telling us all about your company.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Before we go on to our next guest, I want to let you know about another company here in the area, Roswell Infinity. They're one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they're dedicated to providing stress-free environment, whether you're purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at roswellinfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And of course, we are broadcasting from the Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta studio. Our next guest here on the program, our next victim, if you will, from Signs of Significance and Apex Signs and Graphics, Jim Tardif is the owner. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm glad to be here. And John, good to see you again.
Absolutely.
All right, Jim. Well, we're familiar with Apex Signs and Graphics. Our beautiful wall mural here, the graphics on the wall, were done by Apex Signs and Graphics. Tell us your involvement with Apex and then Signs of Significance and how that all ties in together.
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the business. My business, the original business of the two, is Signs of Significance. We are a little over 1 year old now. We're located in Roswell, a close friend and affiliated sign company, Apex Signs and Graphics, owned by Dave Coulter. We work very closely with Dave. Dave has decided to take the next step in his life and retire and move on to more fun ventures. So Dave came to me 4 or 5 months ago and asked if I would be interested in acquiring his business. So we took 3 or 4 months to go through the due diligence process and put a proposal together with Dave, and we've negotiated that. And as of early November of this year, we've now acquired Apex Signs and Graphics. Dave continues to work with us through the transition, so I'm very appreciative of the expertise and the support that Dave has been giving us through this transition. So I'm real excited to see the wall here. Yep. With the Roswell Infinity wall with the Apex brand up there, and we're looking to do more of that.
Well, congratulations to you on the growth and taking over that franchise as well. And I guess congratulations to Dave as well as he moves on to his next chapter of his life. Tell us about your background and how you got to where you are today and how you've been able to grow your business.
Sure. I spent 30 years of my professional life with General Electric, retired from GE about 2.5 years ago. I moved from GE to a company located here in Atlanta, also N3. N3 is an outsourced sales and marketing company. I was the global sales director for N3 for about 1.5 years. And then I just decided to try to do something on my own. So we looked at a couple different business opportunities, of which the sign shop was one of them. We started our business through a company called Sign World, which is the same way, coincidentally, that Dave Coulter started his business about 15 years ago. Sign World basically sells a sign shop business model. It's a one-time buy-in, so we went forward with that after doing that due diligence. Started, like I said, about 1.5 years ago. Why did I pick signs? That's always an interesting question that people come to me with. My son Christian graduated from the University of Alabama with an advertising degree. My wife is an entrepreneur, very creative entrepreneur. She has a antiques dealership business as well as an interior design business. So she runs two businesses on her own. So when I looked at my business background, my son Christian's degree in advertising and my wife's creative background and doing the due diligence on the industry, we felt that the sign business was a great opportunity for us to try and do something on our own. So we started again. The brand Signs of Significance about 1.5 years ago, again located in Roswell. We're a full-line signs and graphic shop, so we do all kinds of signs and graphics, anything from the typical monument signs and pylon signs you see associated with retail storefronts, the building signs or channel letters up on top of those retail storefronts, to interior signs and graphics. They say about 80% of signage is actually indoors. So you see things, creative things like the wall wrap here in the studio. So we're full line, and again, Dave started his shop the same way. He's a little bit more mature of a brand. The Apex brand has been around for about 15 years. So we're happy to take that over and continue to offer our products and services through the greater North Fulton and greater Atlanta marketplace.
So, Jim, what differentiates your business and the Apex business from other sign companies?
Yeah, we really try to focus on customer service. Now, I know that's something everybody's going to say they really try to focus on. One of the things that I was encouraged to do when we were doing the due diligence was to go out and act like a customer in the marketplace. And what we were able to find is there's a real need in the sign industry for a shop that's really going to focus on response time, quality products, and unique services. So we get involved with, as an example, the permitting process. Any outdoor signs will require permitting, and that can include as many as three different entities that you have to abide by. For example, if the business that wants to put up a new sign is a franchise, the franchisor will have signage criteria. The landlord that owns the building that the sign is going up on will always have signage criteria. And then you've got your city or municipality that has a permitting process. At times, there are conflicts between those three agencies. So you've got to understand what that signage criteria is and be able to design and manage that process for your customer or the client.
And you're saying that you actually will take the time to help walk that client through that process.
Right. That's one of the areas that we really try to focus on from a commercial signage perspective for new tenants, either starting up a new business in a new location or moving to a new location. We try to understand what the landlord requirements are, if it's a franchise, what the franchise requirements are. And we've become very well educated in what the city signage criteria is. So we try to become expert in all that so that we can guide our client through the design process to ensure that they're not designing and investing in a sign that's going to be declined in the permitting process.
So, Jim, talk about some interesting projects you've been involved in, some maybe interesting clients you've worked for.
Yeah, you know, the ones that tend to be the most fun and the most creative opportunities for us tend to be the ones that aren't necessarily typical sign projects. You know, I see this wall, which is all a custom wrapped wall. Somebody came up with the design of the wall, the logos and having to manufacture that. We've done things as unique as dry erase vinyl in a contractor's office. You typically wouldn't think of that as being signage, but it's a product, the vinyl products that we deal with all the time, and there's a lot of unique applications to those products. So this is a contractor that wanted to, for example, in his takeoff room where he's got the tables that he lays his blueprints down on, and his takeoff people have to count up the number of different products that they're going to have to buy and install on the project. They can now take their dry erase, and as they're counting up the products on those blueprints, they can just write them up on the wall. In the principal's office, we did a complete wall in dry erase vinyl, so he can scribble. And you know, people like me who are very visual in their thinking process like to see things, so they can scribble on the walls, and it's a complete wall. So that's one unique one. We did a project with one of the local churches. They wanted to have us design a world map poster and put it up on the wall. They wanted to be able to show people coming into the church where they're involved in ministries around the world. And they wanted to be, obviously those changed, so they wanted to have this something that they could modify over time. So we developed a custom graphic 4 foot by 8 foot wall map or world map, all nicely framed. The way we designed it is we put a sheet steel backing in behind the graphic, and then we made little church medallions out of a magnetic vinyl that you would use similar to if you wanted to put a magnetic sign on the side of a pickup truck. Since with the steel backing on the graphic and the magnetic medallions for the church, they can put those anywhere around the world to show where their ministries are involved. So you get really unique processes or projects like that typically aren't thought of when you think about signs.
Yeah, you said something right there I wanted to go to. It sounds like you can offer folks some opportunities to promote their business both inside and outside, as it were, that maybe they haven't thought of. You've got some creative options for folks.
Yeah, I've got a great staff, two designers. Kevin Dean is my primary design director, and he's got about 15 years of experience. he does a really, really good job working with our clients through some of their ideas. So if they come in and they don't have a graphic file set up for exactly what they want, we can talk them through the process and throw different opportunities or options out in front of them and really go through that creative process. You know, it may be a lobby sign that they want out in their lobby, or it may be a wall wrap, or it could be a vehicle wrap.
I was going to ask you if you do wraps. Right. That seems to be the hot thing these days.
It really is. And then you can have a lot of fun in a vehicle wrap.
Well, and you can wrap any. I mean, I know some sign companies, they will wrap anything. That can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've wrapped anything from from cars to boats to a wall plate. You know, we talk about these wall wraps. We had one job where one of the logos that this client wanted on the wall happened to fall exactly where a four-gang wall plate was for switching lights on and off. That would have taken that logo completely off the wall. So we actually reprinted that section of the logo, wrapped the wall plate, and put it back on the wall so it looked like it was still there. So there's a lot of really cool things we can do.
Can you put some flames down the side of Mike's car?
And it'll go faster if we do.
Careful. I'll ask him to put things on your car that you won't like at all. Jim Tardif is our guest. Signs of Significance at Apex Signs and Graphics. Those are the brands. For those that would like to find out more about your company, use your services, they need some signage or wraps or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
How can they get more information?
Like Lee, I'm happy to share my cell number, which is 678-230-3873, or I have two websites that they can reach out to us on. One is signsofsignificance.com, and the Apex website is apexsigns-ga.com. So we're happy to have anybody reach out to us and talk to them.
And Apex does great work. We can vouch for it right here in our studio. Thanks for joining us and great to meet you.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Keep up the great work and continued success.
So let's talk about Apex Signs and Graphics since we're looking at some of their handiwork here in the Roswell Infinity Studios. Apex Signs and Graphics provides unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, yes, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide, as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com.
All right. Thank you, John. Our next guest here on the program is Peter Tarantino from CPA Tarantino. And Peter, welcome to the program and thanks for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, John, for having me.
Reading the notes here, I understand that you've just celebrated your 31st tax season and you're still alive to talk about it. Congratulations on that. But 31 years in the business. Talk about your longevity.
Well, it's primarily due to delivering, you know, quality service at reasonable prices. You know, it's easy to say, but the fact is we actually do it. 31 years, for some reason, I don't feel that old, or at least I hope I'm not that old. One of the interesting parts about growing a business over this period of time is the number of people that you meet. I mean, you know, we've got a consistent, steady client base, but every year you lose clients. They either retire, or they sell their business, or they unfortunately pass away and you replace them with new clients. So over the 31 years, I don't know how many thousands of people I've worked with and had the opportunity to meet. And some of them have some really interesting stories, which I guess one day I'll put in a book when I decide to retire. But we'll worry about that later on.
Hopefully you got another 31 years to go.
I hope I make it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think most people know what a CPA is and what a CPA does, but to give us kind of a broad overview of the services you provide.
Well, the majority of the clients that come to us primarily for tax work. You know, our firm was built on tax preparation services, but it's more than tax preparation. Tax preparation is really the end product of work that you do all year long. We work with a lot of small business owners, and the services that we provide involve, interim financial reporting, providing management consulting. They may be thinking about expanding the business, maybe buying another business or selling off a piece of the business, taking in a partner, moving into another state. And so we provide consultation on that. The other thing we do during the year is we work with the business clients who may have businesses that tend to be more seasonal or have these unique upswings, and we try and manage and mitigate the tax liabilities that they're going to face. Everybody knows you got to pay your taxes in April, but we try and tell clients in June what they're going to owe in April so that they can prepare for it. And we, you know, we modify that projection throughout the year so that there's no surprises. I can't guarantee that they're going to owe zero, but I can guarantee that whatever they do owe, they're going to be prepared for it.
So, Peter, talk about that throughout the year consultation that you do. I mean, as you say, obviously the April tax season is the big time of year, but business owners need to be talking to their CPA really all year long, don't they?
Yeah, the smart ones do. Some people are resistant to do so because obviously when you provide a service, that usually comes with an invoice. So some people try and push it back. So, you know, we'll step back if the client wants us to, but we'll make contact when something changes in their industry or something changes in the law that may affect their business. The best example of that is recently there was a proposal to change the overtime rules, and that was all supposed to happen in December. And all the payroll services were going crazy talking to clients. We were talking to clients, telling them, you know, what changes they need to make and how they need to address it. Apparently, the law was, you know, put on hold, so it was a lot of talk and nothing ever actually happened. But you know, clients were prepared. They knew in advance what changes they were going to have to make. If there's a change in the tax code, or maybe there's a tax credit that comes out that affects a particular industry, if we've got a client in that industry, we're going to reach out to them and let them know in advance, here's how it's going to impact your business. If we've got clients who don't really talk to us routinely throughout the year, usually in November, we reach out to all of those clients to see how's business going, where are you in terms of profit. You know, here's some things that you might want to consider doing before the end of December to help minimize or mitigate your tax liability. So we continue to reach out. Sometimes they slap your hand and push you back, and that's okay. Still try.
Are there some things that you can recommend right now for companies at the end of the year they should be doing, you know, to help with that tax liability?
Well, you know, the easiest thing, obviously, is to increase what they're going to put into their company retirement plan. The other thing is if they're considering purchasing equipment to grow the business, they may want to pull that purchase back into the fourth quarter of 2016, as opposed to waiting till 2017, because there's some lucrative depreciation deductions. For the smaller businesses, we tell them accelerate paying your bills and slow down on sending bills out to clients. This way you keep more of the tax liability out into 2017. If the changes that people are talking about happen in 2017, theoretically, we're going to be having lower tax rates. So I'd rather be pushing income out to a future year when I can pay less on it.
We're talking with Peter Tarantino with CPA Tarantino. Must have taken you a long time to come up with that name there,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it was a big committee decision. Took a couple of months, but we got
it. CPA Tarantino. There we go. I'm one that only thinks of a CPA when it comes to taxes. What are some of the other reasons maybe that somebody would want to use your services?
Well, as I said earlier, taxes are the end product. We work with a lot of individuals, executives with name brands that you would recognize, like Home Depot and UPS and Delta Airlines. And they've got, restricted stock options. They've got incentive stock options. They've got deferred compensation plans. And they want to talk to a CPA when those things are being offered to them so they can figure out, A, which direction do we go? Which options do we exercise to minimize our tax liability? We've got clients who are considering they may have a child with special needs and they're worrying about, you know, what do we do? We're not going to be here forever, but our child is going to be. We need some counsel on setting up a special needs trust and things of that nature. So it's more than just, you know, filling out the 1040 form at the end of the year or for a business, the 1120.
So Peter, with the accent you have, you're not from around here originally, right? So
born in Macon. No. Yeah.
I knew it. I win.
Yeah.
Actually, born and raised in New York. We migrated south about 17 years ago because, today's not a good example of it, but the weather here is far better than it is in New York, especially at this time of year.
Yeah. And with my accent, you can guess I wasn't born near anywhere where you were. So, but talk about starting a business in New York and relocating to Atlanta. That must have been interesting.
It was. The biggest challenge, obviously, was developing a network here. Clients call you and they ask for referrals to people in the mortgage business, the insurance business. I had absolutely no network whatsoever. And the network is important in two reasons. It gives you people to refer to, and hopefully they refer back to you. The other problem, obviously, is I've got that funny northern accent, although I think it's perfectly normal. But that was really the biggest challenge. In terms of clients, you know, many of the clients that we worked with in New York are still clients today because our business was never really limited by geographic boundaries. So that wasn't an issue. From a from a standpoint of being able to advise clients, you know, having moved the business 900 miles away, I'm now familiar with all the logistical problems that that can pose. So when a client's considering a move either across town or across the country, I've got firsthand experience of the pitfalls that they need to consider and take into consideration.
So I have to ask the really important question. Are you a Yankees fan or a Mets fan?
Yankees, born and raised as a Yankee fan. Although they've let me down the last couple of seasons, I think that we've got some good talent coming up and maybe we'll be back in World Series.
And your clients let you get away with that.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Yeah, but we're not going to let them get away with it here. So this interview is done.
Yeah, we're off.
So for those that would want to look at your services, they might not want to now, but in case they do. No, if they need a good CPA, regardless of affiliation of whatever baseball team you like or don't like, if they're looking for a good CPA and they want to look into your services, how can they get more information?
Well, certainly through the website, cpatarantino.com, or they can reach me on my cell phone at 404-966-6186.
Great. Peter Tarantino, CPA Tarantino, thanks for coming by and joining us.
Thank you. I was happy to be here.
So, Mike, we are enjoying Choices to You has brought us some goodies from Express Burger and Mediterranean Grill.
We're not enjoying it yet, but hopefully soon. We didn't get a chance to crack into the food.
That's true.
But I understand Express Burgers has been here before.
They have been here before. You missed it. You were gone one week.
Which is why I love choicestoyou.com for bringing it back so I can have it this time.
I know it. They've got it. And the great thing about Express Burger is I think it's for people that can't make up their mind because they've got burgers, they've got hummus, they've got falafel, they've got Euros. They've got some terrific choices at Express Burger. So yeah, they're right down the street here from our studio, right near North Point Parkway.
Hopefully Lee, Jim, and Peter are hungry because we'll knock into it as soon as we're done here. But again, choicestoyou.com. You go to their website. They've got dozens and dozens of restaurants. If you're tired of getting pizza and the weather's like it is today, it's rainy, it's cold, you don't want to go outside, call choicestoyou.com or go to the website. And they have those bags where they keep it fresh. They also cater breakfast. So they do it all. And they've got tons of restaurants, whether it's steak, seafood, burgers, Chinese, Italian. It's all there. ChoicesToYou.com, an official partner of Business Radio X.
They do a great job.
I want to thank our guest one more time, Peter Tarantino from CPA Tarantino, Lee Dornberg with Liquid Capital Funding, and Jim Tardif with Signs of Significance and Apex Signs and Graphics. Did we take care of all our things over there?
I've got done all my homework.
All right, I got one more thing. No, I'm not finished.
Okay.
Just this month only, want to let you know about Horror Pack. If you're looking for a unique gift for the movie lover on your list, especially with the holidays, of course, then give them or give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Horror Pack, the horror movie subscription box. I know you're ready to go right now.
I think Steve and Julian ordered one of those, didn't
we? We love horror movies.
Yes.
Add brand new horror movies to your collection. They're yours to keep. Blu-ray and DVD plans starting at only $19.99. It ships worldwide monthly. For more information, visit horrorpack.com.
Very cool.
All right. We hope you enjoyed this edition of North Fulton Business Radio. A reminder, you can go to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com and listen to this show or any of our shows anytime, 24/7. We're also on Facebook, also on Twitter, and all the other social media platforms out there. John, any parting words?
Let's break into some Express Burger and Mediterranean Grill.
Let's eat. Yep. Until next time, for John Ray and Trey and Emmett and everybody else here at Business Radio X, I'm Mike Salmon. Have a great one. This has been North Fulton Business Radio.